Rabbi Akiva Rosenbaum.
Parshas Balak is a very special parsha. Chasam Sof in his last shuva on Yerodea writes that all the nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael, we know about it because, besides for the fact that it's written in the Torah, but all the Yidden were there. 600,000 Yidden were watching everything. Nothing was in private that the Yidden didn't know about. And they passed on to their children. Akedas Yitzchak also, Akedas Yitzchak, Avram was there, Yitzchak was there, and they passed it on. Even Briyas HaElam, Adam HaRishon, saw himself in the world without parents, and he passed on the emunah that the world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parshas Balak, none of the Yidden saw. Balak called Bilam, and Bilam came to Balak. The whole story, they were standing on top of the mountain, miles away, they could see from the distance the Yidden. If you stand far away from a mountain, you don't see the people over there, you definitely can't hear them. He says, as Parshas Balak, although it's not mamush one of the ikrim, but it's a very choshev part of the Torah that shows the emunah that we believe that every word of the Torah we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so grace the ikar. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, the Gemara discusses a few people that Eilam Chelek Leilam Abo. The Gemara says, Bekulu Loi Tofish, about all of them, you shouldn't talk too much about it. Lebar Mi Bilam. But Bilam, then it says, besides the Bilam Arosha, the Kamo de Mishkachas Be Drish Be. As much as you can darshan about Bilam, make the most of it. Kalamar Be'ariz Mishubach. So to speak on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Balak, just make a bit of fun of Bilam, get a bit of chizkah of it, it's a big opportunity. I would like to thank Ramat Chodovit for arranging the start of the day. It's a Moed Gazach every day, Erev Shabbos, we prepare for Shabbos. Goh Chosh Vazach, Hashbim Matzreach, and everything. Now, the Zach is as a... For many years, I've seen the notice, start the day, the Torah way. I thought it was very interesting. Why? The Torah way is the way we're meant to go the whole day. To start the day, the Torah way. Is that the way? Is that the whole thing? Just meant to start the day, the Torah way. So the truth is, starting the day a certain way, I have come across it one other place besides this. I'm from Gateshead, and the Yidden, very chosh for Yidden over there, but the Goyim, I don't know if you know, they're not very, very high class. There's been a survey once in the newspaper. It's number one from the bottom. I saw once a magnet, it said, start the day the Geordie way. It's a picture of a guy in bed. Didn't get up. That means in English, it means don't get up. That's start the day. Start the day a certain way. And you come over here, start the day. What do you mean, start the day? You've got to have the whole day to tear away. Looking in the parasha this week. Yeah, very, very late. This week's parasha says, in the big nevuos that Bilam said about the Yidden, it says, Hein am kelovi yokum uchari yisnaso. Pashtas, it means that they have the koyach to stand up against the goyim, Hashem helps them. And Rashi says that it means that when they wake up in the morning, chitvim ha-mitzvus, they catch the tzitzis, they catch shema, they catch tefillin. And that's the mile of Klal Yisrael. Hein am kelovi yokum, as soon as they get up in the morning, they chap around straight away, they start off with mitzvahs. That's the way they start their day. And the Gemara says in Brochus, Daf Yud Beis, that Bikshu Lekveya Parshas Balak, in Krishna, they wanted to say Parshas Balak every day. Chazal wanted to be Kveya, that every day we should say the whole Parshas Balak. Parshas Balak, because we know there's no Peis or Samuchs from the beginning to almost by the end. So it would have been the whole thing. Why did they want to say it? So there's two Gersoyes in the Gemara. The Gersoy of the Marashoy is because of this Pasuk. Hein am kelovi yokum uchari yisnaso. That's why Chazal wanted to be kaveya that every day we should say Parshas Balak. The reason why they didn't is because of Tirchat Tzibura. It's too long to say the whole thing. Imagine Shachas, how long would it take every day to say the whole thing? Baal Kaponi, we see from here the chashivas of this pasuk. Hein am kelovi yokum uchari yisnaso. Rashi explains that we start off the day right away with mitzvahs. What's pshat in this inyan that we're starting the day this way? In the beginning of Bava Metzia, there's different cases of people arguing over certain things. If Shnayim Irchzim Betalis, we know there's Halacha of Yachloiku. And if no one's holding it, the Gemara talks about a case of a ship, Hahu Arba. Sometimes there's Halacha, if no one's Muchzuk on it, then you do a Kol De'alim Govar. You say, you go, you two people, Reuven and Shimon, have an argument about it. Go and fight over it. There's explanations in the Mefarshim, how does it work? The first one that gets it, then it's his. That's how the Rosh lives. The first one that catches it, that's him. Every day of life is a new Bria. Like it says, Avram Zokim Bo Bayomim. He came along with his days. Every day is a new parasha. What's going to be today? And like the Gemara says, is every day, B'chol Yem V'yem, Neschadish Olav, the Yitzhar comes every day. So the Ikka is that we chap around the beginning of the day. Heidam Kelovi Yokum, if we catch the beginning of the day, and as soon as we get up, we chap around the Meida Ani, we chap around the Shachris, we chap around the Ashiya, a Krishma, Tvilin, Tzitzis. If we catch the beginning of the day, then this day is ours. Like the Rosh says, called the Alim Gova. The one that catches it first, he's going to be the owner of it. So that's the Indian of the beginning of the day, Heinam Kelovi Yokum. There's an Santa Zach that the Shlo writes that every day a person should try to do a chesed. The Shlo writes, chesed keil kol hayom is a pasuk. Every day of a yid one should try to do a chesed. The Master of Yeshiva, he learned this Shlo HaKadosh, and he added on to it a different an extra hanhoga. He tried every day before Shachris to do a chesed. Before Shachris. How could you do a chesed every day before Shachris? He found, he managed, when there was a bocha that was sleeping in the same place as him, that was helping him, he prepared the negavasser for the bocha. Yes? The bocha was there to make sure he's okay. And he prepared the negavasser for the bocha. One day the bocha prepared it for himself, and the Rashi was upset. I want to do a chesed before Shachris. Why did he want to do it before Shachris? What? After Shachris, go whole day, 24 hours. Why can't you wait till the end of the day? He wanted to start off the day the right, on the right foot. You start off on the right foot, then you've got the day. And to start off with the chesed, it can't be better. Many people have a minug before Shachris. They say, Harini mekabel alai mitzvus asei, shal v'havta l'riachu kameicha. I once was by a drasha of Reb Melech Biederman in Eretz Yisrael. And he demonstrated, he saw, I don't know if he saw it, or he was saying a story. A guy comes into Shachris, he comes a little bit late, and he can't believe his eyes. He sees that someone that's not a regular mispalel in this Beis HaMedrash had the chutzpah and the audacity to stand on his place. It was bad enough that I slept in a few minutes. Someone else standing on my place, I don't talk before Shachris, I didn't say anything, but he went next to him, and he pushed him off. And he stood on his place, and he opened the siddur. Harei ne mekabel alei mitzvus asei shel v'havta l'riachu kameicha. Matoy v'alecha Yaakov. And that's how he started off his davening. Harei ne mekabel. He was saying to start off with harei ne mekabel is not just like, you know, something to say. It's something to do. Like the man shel shiva did faket. Every day he started off his day with a chesed before. Harei ne mekabel alei mitzvus asei shel v'havta l'riachu kameicha. And by the goyim, it's mamash faket. By the goyim, they're very upset every morning when they wake up. I've got a friend from Switzerland that he told me that over there there's big problems with the army. Everyone has to officially be in the army, otherwise you have to get out of it. Come on, it was like that one time. And there was in order to get out of it, you have to be there for 24 hours and then you can get your patur. And then he had to sleep there with the guy. And he noticed in the morning when he woke up, every single guy, without an exception, the first word that came out is the word, Nishchab is great. As I clawed up, I woke up this morning. I was great upset that he woke up this morning. Another day, should I have to go through another day? That's the way he starts his day. I forget, the best way for them is taka not to get up. Abayit faket, hinam kelovi yokum, as soon as we wake up with the Meida Ani, the Shachris, with the Mitzvah, with the Shia, we start the day that, the Torah way, then faket, then that's kevea the whole day. The Sfasemes adds on another point. The Urgad Aliyah brings it down. That the first thing that you do that in a day, that shows what you really are. That shows what you really are. Afterwards, you do everything else that you have to do. The first thing, is that what you really are? It's also the Indian, it's Miyushav, the Indian of the start of the day, the Teraway, is Gah Chash V'Zach. That's what we learn out from Hinam Kalav Yaakum. Going back to the beginning of the parasha, it's very interesting to Mishnah and Ovis. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Perikei Mishnah Yud Tes. Kol Mishayas B'yodai Shleisha Dvorim Halalu Mitamidov Shel Avraham Avinu. Someone that has these three things is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Shleisha Dvorim Achirim. If someone has three other things, Mitamidov Shel Bilam HaRosha. What are these three things? So Merde Gazach, we could be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, we could be a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. What's right? How can you be a Talmud of someone who didn't learn by him? I always thought that a Talmud means that you learned from him. You see from this Mishnah, not like that. A Talmud means in whose path do you go? We could be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. This time of the year, I don't know if you know, but with the yeshivas, it's big, like, which yeshiva, like the yeshiva Ketana Bochrim are all taking Bochrim, which yeshiva we're going to go to. There's two big yeshivas, the Mishnah says, there's a yeshiva of Avraham Avinu, and there's a yeshiva of Bilam HaRasha. We can take our pick, whose Talmud we want to be. So the Mishnah says like this, Ayin Toiva V'ruach Numucha V'nefesh Shefolo Mitalmido Shel Avraham Avinu. Ayin Ro V'ruach Kavoyo V'nefesh Shechovo Mitalmido Shel Bilam HaRasha. Where do we see these three things? Ayin Ro. Rashi says we see Ayin Ro from Vayisa Bilam Es Einov Vayares Yisrael Sheikh Nishvotov. The Pasuk says, Vayisa Bilam, why does the Pasuk say Vayisa Bilam Es Einov? Rashi brings it on the parasha as well. He wanted to be Machnis Ayin Hora to the Eden. Ruach Kavoya. The Gaiva of Bilam is unbelievable. Rashi says that. He says, Mein Hashem Lesiti L'Halechimachem. Hashem didn't let me come with you. What does it mean, he didn't let me come with you? It means, I need much more choshuva people to take me. I can't go with you. It's pasnish. Hashem didn't even let me come with you. That's what he said. It's unbelievable. The way they discussed the covenant between them. Balak sent to Bilam, Kabed achabedcha ma'oid, I respect you very much. And he sent back, no, but this covenant is not enough. Imagine like one president sends to another one a Rolls Royce to pick him up. No, a Rolls Royce is not enough. I need something much better. I need the white horses. That's not the way we talk. Even people that like covenant, yeah? We all like COVID. I also liked it. It was very nice, very good smack the whole week. I had my picture hanging up. People said, psh, we like it, but we don't talk about it, you know? And Bilam and Balak, forget, they were discussing it. I'm going to give you COVID. No, but this is not enough COVID. You won't believe it. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, pshat in the Pasuk at the end of the parasha, after Balak was very upset with Bilam, and Bilam was going home, then Balak told Bilam, V'ato brach lecho el mekimecho. Interesting pasuk. Brach lecho mekemecha. Just say, what's brach lecho? So he says, brach lecho means go by yourself. Ve'ato, he says. Ve'ato means go now. Don't stay for another second. Go away quickly. Brach lecho, go by yourself. I'm not sending anyone with you. I told you I'm going to give you covet, but you're not deserving of it in the end. Brach lecho, go all by yourself. And the pasuk carries on. Bilam said back to Balak that I told you messengers already, when I came, that I can only say whatever Hashem said. What was Bilam answering back to Balak? He says, Bilam was answering back to Balak. What do you mean? You don't have to give me respect. I told you originally I can only say whatever Hashem said, and still you said you're going to give me respect. So, Sovav Kibel, you accept upon yourself to give me respect, whatever I say. So you still have to give me the respect. See, the discussions between them. I do have to give you covered. I don't have to give you covered. That was like the normal speech. It'll be very hard to believe such a thing until this new president came up in the White House. He said, recently he says he wants to come to England, but he has to go in the Queen's carriage. Whether he is coming, whether he's not coming, whether he's going to get it or not, but he's asking for himself, I've got to go in the Queen's carriage. And that was Bilam, he's going one of them. That's the Nefesh, that's the Ruach Kavoya. Nefesh Rechava, where do we see Nefesh Rechava? We see it, says Rashi, from the Pasuk, Emitain li Balak, Meloi Beisei Kesef Vazov, Loi Uchal, I can't come, even if he gives me his whole store, his whole storehouse full of Kesef Vazov. That's where we see that Bilam HaRasha was Nefesh Rechov. The Mishnah carries on and says, Ma bein Talmidov shel Avraham Avinu le Talmidov shel Bilam HaRasha. What's the difference between these Talmidim? Talmidah shel Avraham Avinu oichlin ba'olam hazeh, ve'oichel ba'olam hazeh, ve'noichlin ba'olam habo. Oichlin ba'olam hazeh, and oichlin ba'olam habo. Shanei mal han chalei ava, yesh v'tusei mamali. Aval Talmidah shel Bilam HaRasha, yoyishim gehenum ve'yoydim lebe'er shachas. They go to Gehenum. And there's an obvious question that the Mefarshim shtel on, that will come to bring out the differences, and it starts off that the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they have oichlin hazeh and oichlin habo. And the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, they go to Gehenum. But we didn't speak anything about Eilam HaZeh. You're not seeing the difference. So you should say the difference is that they have Eilam HaBo, and these ones don't have Eilam HaBo. And it starts off and says, these ones have Eilam HaZeh and Eilam HaBo, and these ones go to Gehenum. What happened to Eilam HaZeh? There's a pshat in Medrash Shmuel that he says, What's Pshat? The Mishnah says, Tamidach Shabbilam HaRasha, Yoshim Gehenim V'yodim Le'Be'er Shachas. It's a double Lashon, two things. Yoshim Gehenim V'yodim Le'Be'er Shachas. So he says, Yoshim Le'Be'er Shachas means afterwards, they go to Be'er Shachas. Or Yoshim Gehenim is in this world. Someone that has a Nefesh Rechava, he's greedy, he wants everything. Not only does he lose out, he doesn't get Ganeid, he doesn't get in my boat. But in this world, he's sitting in Gehenim. And he carries on interesting Zach, he says, that it's not an Einosh really, it's not a Nes, it's a Metzias. Somebody that's desiring everything, he wants everything. Below basic Kesav is off, he's Pasha sitting in Gehenna in this world. People think that the joy comes from having a lot. I need more, that gives me Simcha. Faket, the people that want more, they're sitting in Gehenna over here. And the people which are happy with nothing, those are the happy people. I once saw in the Joshua from a Prime Kreisvit, or someone, he knew someone that had big Asogus, he needed a lot. And he built himself a big, big mansion somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. They call it over there a villa. Big, big house. And then it wasn't enough for him. He decided, I've got to have a villa somewhere else as well. He had one in the Choshva area in Yerushalayim. He needed another one in Tel Aviv. And then he decided he needs another one somewhere else. In three cities around Eretz Yisrael, he had his massive mansion. He doesn't want any of them to go to waste. So, a few months here, a few months there. You know, he had a few shuls that he got used to. He has to keep all his houses occupied. He was getting a bit older, a few weeks here, a few weeks there. He became really old. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Every day he was schlepping around, he was going one day in this house, one day in that house, one day in another house. A leben of the gehad. He's Yeshua begehenim in this world through his nefesh chava. I've got to have so much. He was never flying around to keep his houses occupied due to his nefesh chava. And faket, the people which don't have anything, but they're happy with what they have. It says, the Gemara says, Kol Eilam Nidun Bishvil Chanina Bani, V'Chanina Bani Dai Loi Bekav Charuvim. The Mepharshim say that. The Gemara doesn't just say that's why he had. Dai Loi was enough for him, he was happy with it. They say a story that there was once a king that became very, very sick, very not well. The doctor came, one specialist, Kitzur, the best specialist came and said, the only refuah that this king can have is if he wears the shirt of a happy person, I can bring him a refuah. Sure. Who's the happy person? Stumble, let's go to the president, I imagine. You know, he's sitting on top of the world. They go to the president, they make an appointment, and they say it's emergency for the king. So they say, yeah, I can do anything for the king, for sure. So they go in, they said, give us a shirt. What do you want? I said, the king needs the shirt of a happy person. I said, I'd love to help the king, but I'm very, very sorry to say I can't help you. I'm really not happy. He said, I'm scared the other person wants me out, and I want more, and I'm scared of Ganovim, I'm scared of this, scared of that. Simcha in my life. Leave me alone. Try somewhere else. Shame. They take the rich list and they start going down from the top. And they go from one to the next. And they say, please, can we have your shirt? We're looking for the shirt of a happy person to make the king better. One after the other, each one says, I'd love to help you, but I'm very sorry. I'm really not happy. I can't help you, the king. The king sends out the messengers. Nebuch is lying there in bed. He's waiting for the shirt of a happy person. And they go round from city to city. They see that there's no one really happy. The messengers, the shluchim, the monim of the king, they go round. On the way between one city and the other, suddenly they hear the sound of someone singing, playing a musical instrument. Psh, it sounds like mamush. The sound, they could feel the simcha. And they follow the voice, and it takes them into some woods, and they come to a shack. They didn't even have to open the door, because they could see inside straight through. And they could feel there's pure simcha over there. There was a yid sitting over there, singing a song. Someone laughed, she'll mamush. They felt the simcha. They burst in. They said, give us your shirt. I said, why? I said, the king, he's not well. He needs the shirt of a happy person. He says, I'm sorry. I'd love to help you, but I'm really, really sorry. I don't have a shirt. Jesus, even the person that's happy with nothing, he's happy with it. I've got everything I need. I don't need more. He's got the real simcha. That's Tamidov Shel Avraham Avinu. The Shai, what's a person do? It's a teva that we're created with. Every person's got a teva. It's a nature that Hashem created us with. The Maggid says a marshal, Rav Chaim Kaufman used to say this over, that a person once bought a diamond for his daughter. Very, very special diamond. He spent millions on it. That was his whole, all his hashkos, all his investments he spent on this diamond. Very, very choshva diamonds. She used to take it out once a day to look at it. She used to give her a big simcha. And then she put it away. One day, she takes it out. And somebody asked her to look at it, and while it was going from hand to hand, it fell on the floor, and it got a little cut in the middle of the diamond. A diamond with a cut didn't look very nice. What are we going to do? She was petrified to tell the father what happened. The father saw she looked pale, she looked upset. She asked, what's going on? Is everything okay? Is the diamond okay? She didn't say anything. He looked at it, he said, oy vai. You know how much this was worth and how much is it worth now? It doesn't look like anything. They bring all the diamond dealers, all the people that work on it, that are living in it. All of them said, Pe echod en ma lasot. The only thing you can do is split it up. It'll be two nice diamonds. Split it up. Everyone knows that one diamond and two diamonds half the size is nowhere near the same price. It doesn't compare, Bichlal. He was very, very upset. Until a clever Yid came along and said, give me the diamond. He also worked a bit with diamonds. He said, give me the diamond for a few hours. I'm going to have see what I can do. And he comes out after half an hour. What he did was, there was a cut going this way. So he made another cut going along, and another cut going this way, across and along, and it came to a nice flower. Well, he took the cut, and he changed it into a flower. Every single middah that Hashem created us with, maybe if we don't develop it, it looks like it's for no good. I've got nefesh rechava, how can I deal with it? But if a person can just channel the middah for the right thing, and use it for the right things in life, then faket, he can change every cut in his nefesh to a beautiful, beautiful flower, and bring it out in a nice way. And the middah of nefesh rechava, yeshli mani reitzim asayim, is obviously the way to bring it out. It's like the Gemara says in Brochus, that it says, harchav picha v'amaleu. Rashi says you should ask, kol tavoscho, ask everything you want. Ha'hu b'divetari k'siv. In Gashmi, it's not meant to ask for too much. You should be happy with what you've got. Ask for whatever you need. But when it comes to divetari, when it comes to ruchnius, nefaket, ask for everything. So a person is building himself geshmak in Avodas Hashem, and he wants to have more and more in that, then that's the way he'll channel the nefesh rechava to the right direction. We say every day in Ashrei, the pasuk which is Me'akiv the Kavana, Peseach es yodecha masbi'a l'chol chai rotzen. There's two pshatim, not derech pshat, or derech drush, there's another two pshatim, pashtos masbi'a l'chol chai rotzen, whatever they want, whatever they need. There's another pshat, masbi'a l'chol chai rotzen, Hashem gives us a rotzen that we want more and more. That's one pshat. The Chasam Sefer, in Parashas B'chukos, I bring down B'shem, the haflah, different pshat. Masbi'a l'chol chai rotze means that he's merutzah. Merutzah, I'm happy with what I've got. Two things, in the same word, we've got the two opposite meanings. Masbi'a l'chol chai rotze, I want more. And masbi'a l'chol chai rotze, I'm happy. That's Hashem Taka gives us the two middos. And we just are meant to channel it to the right place. That in our gashmas, we should be happy with what we've got. Ask for what we need. And fakir, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to mitzvahs, we should ask without any gvul. The Makor that Bilam had the nefesh rechava is from the pasuk kemitein libalak milei beisik kesef v'zov. You see from here, he wanted milei beisik kesef v'zov. That's how you see that he had a nefesh rechava. There's a question, a famous question that the Mefarshim ask from a Mishnah in Ovis. Famous Mishnah, the Mishnah in Perek Vav. The Mishnah says like this. Omar Rabbi Yisim ben Kisma. One time I was going on the way. And the person met me. And he said shalom to me. I come from a place of Tamid Chachamim. He said to me, Rabbi, maybe you come and live by us. I'll give you millions and millions. Before we come to the Kasha, just to explain the Mishnah a little bit, it's very interesting that this person met Rabbi Yisman Kisman and says, do you want to live in our place? And he answered back, no, I'm not interested only in the Mokim Torah. He didn't even say the name of the place that he was coming from. How did he know that he wasn't going to a Mokim Torah? How did he know that the person didn't come from a Mokim Torah? Reb Tzvi Hirsch Farber says Pshat, says Al Derech Tzachas, he says, as we know, the Rabbonim in the Heimish Kehilos, the wages are not very, very, very high. you go to the reform places, you see the rabbis, you know, they say everything's okay, and you know, they keep out of the way, they have the very high wages. So Rabbi Yisman Kisma heard that he was offering such a good wage, it can't be a makom Torah. I know that this is not a makom Torah, it's not for me. There's another way, there's another pshat in this Mishnah, which I heard from my father, when he was in Kegel, then he once got a call from somewhere in England. They wanted to offer him a shtela, and they said that all they told him on the phone was, we'll give you £100 a week. In those days, £100 a week was very, very, very high. He says, he has to think about it, you have to hear what it's all about. We'll get back to you to find out more details. That evening, he went into his Rebbe, Reb Leib Gurevitch, the gates of the Rosh Hashiva. He didn't tell him a word about it. Reb Leib didn't know anything about it. But Maisa Pele, he walked into the room, and Reb Leib says, the Mishnah Zogt in Ovus, Reb Yosef ben Kisma said, Pam achas isim halach baderech, and he offered me to come and live in his place, and I'll give you a lot of money. And he answered, Eini dor ela b'makom Torah. Reb Leib said, I don't understand. How did he know that it's not a makom Torah? And he said that Reb Leib answered, if the only thing that they mentioned to Reb Yosef ben Kisma is the money, they didn't say that we want shiurim, they didn't say we need chizak and yiddishkeit, they didn't say that we need some shmuz, some tamid chachamim to help us out. All they mentioned was money, that's this is not a makom Torah. And that's all he said. He didn't hear the question, he didn't have to give an answer. It was a ma'aseh pele mamash. It's a story like what happens by the Chofetz Chaim, such a story. My father didn't tell him a thing about the shtela, didn't say a thing about the story. He came in and said, this is pshat. My father had his answer before he asked the question. As if the only thing they tell you on the phone is about the money, it's not for you. Al kaponim, whatever pshat is, Rabbi Yisrael Kisma knew that it's not makom Torah, and he said, im atonizni kol kesef v'zov, sheba'ilam, eini dor el b'makom Torah. So the question that they ask is on Rashi, how do we know that Bilam had nefesh ruchava, that he was greedy? Because it says, im yitain li bolok, meloi beise kesef v'zov. You see, this is really what he wanted. He wanted meloi beise kesef v'zov. The question is, Rabbi Yisrael Kisma, l'chair said the same, im yitain li kol kesef v'zov, sheba'ilam. Was he nefesh ruchava, chas v'shalom? Oh, very good. The Chidor says this tarot. The Chidor says, Pashta tarot. He was asked this child, he writes in his sefer that he was asked this question by his Rebbe when he was a child, Be'alduzay, and he said the Pashta tarot. Balak said, even if he'll give me Malay Beisa Kesef Azov, Eini Yochel, what can I do? I can't believe what Hashem says. Mashenkerim Yisman Kismo says, even if he'll give me everything, Eini Dor, I'm not interested, Bichal. Eini Dor, Elam Makim Teyo, not that I can totally come along. But I'm not interested, Bichlal. That's the difference. That's the teretz that the Chidah offers. There's another teretz that the Velt answers as Pshat is. Over here, Balak didn't mention anything about money to Bilam. He said, come along, I'll give you covered. He didn't mention anything. Comes along Bilam and says, excuse me, did I mention anything about paying you, Bichlal? He didn't say a word about money. If Bilam brings up the subject and says, even if he'll give me everything, then I can't come. You see, is this really what he wanted? Mashinkam by Rabbi Yisrael ben Kisma, this is what the guy offered him. He says, we'll give you lots and lots. And he says, I'm not interested. That's the difference between Smedov Fashtetzach is different. There's one more pshat that the Nachlas Yaakov says, Reb Chaim Kaufman brings it down in his sefer, that Rabbi Yisrael ben Kisma said, even if you'll give me all the money in the world, that's obviously an exaggeration. No one can give all the money in the world. You see, that it's not pshat that I really want it. I'm just saying, even if you give me everything, I'm not interested. But Balak said, his house full of money, that's what Balak's got. You see, this is really what he wanted. That's how we see that Bilam had the nefesh shechava. The pasuk carries on after Bilam sent away the first messengers. In Shanta Zach, it says that he woke up in the morning and sent them away. Vayokam Bilam Babayka Vayayme. He says, go home. The Rechaim says, why does the Pasuk say Vayokam Bilam Babayka? And he sent them away. He says in Shanta Pshat, like the Mishnah says, that he had a Tzoras Ayin. He says he woke up early to send them away before breakfast time. He didn't want them to stay around in his city until 9, 10 o'clock, because he'll have to give the meal. He woke up 6 o'clock as soon as he said, go right away, I can't come with you. And they come back, And afterwards Hashem says, as if Likri Lechobo Anoshim, come Lechitom, you can go with them. And Bilam goes and it says, Vayichaf Hashem ki hoylechu. Vayichaf Hashem ki hoylechu. And the Mefarshim asks, what's going on? Hashem told him on the second night that if they came to call you, you can go. So why was Vayichaf Hashem ki hoylechu? Oh, so there's one pshat, a Meridik pshat from the Gaon, that the Gaon says that there's a difference between Imoy and Itoy. Itoy, Hashem says that you can go, Kolmech Itom, you can go with them, but Itom doesn't mean with the same thoughts. They're going to do bad to Klal Yisrael, you have to go. Aldas, even to say good things. And Bilam did the opposite. Bilam, in the end, he went with them. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with him, also the pshat from the Gaon. The Rashbam says a different pshat. The Rashbam says that the actual fact that he went, although it was clear to him that HaKadosh Baruch did not want him to go, the first time Hashem said no, he was muttering, I want to go. Hashem said, Pseida. But he could see that Hashem did not really want it. And the fact that he went ahead to do something that he knew Hashem really didn't want him to do, although it was no tzivi not to do it, that was Vayichaf Hashem with Bilam. That was Bilam. Bilam, all he was interested in was that not to be over on what Hashem said Mefurush. The Mefurushim say that he said, Le'uchal laver espi Hashem. What does it mean? He doesn't say, I can't go against the Rotzen of Hashem. He wasn't interested if Hashem wants, Hashem doesn't want. I can't go against the Tzivah Hashem that Hashem said Mufurush. That was the problem of Bilam. But Yid is Faket. The Yid is interested not just not to be over on what's Mufurush, or not who had in the mitzvahs, not just to do what's Mufurush. He wants to go that bit further, to do what Hashem wants, not just do what Hashem commanded him to do. That's the meaning of Hidur Mitzvah. As we know, there's a big schar for Hidur Mitzvah. What's behind Hidur Mitzvah? Hidur Mitzvah means that I don't just do what I have to do, I add on a bissel, a stickle Hidur, I make it better. There's a story that they say from the Chasam Sofer, that once one of the buttons of his coat came off, and he gave it to his daughter to have it repaired. And after it was repaired, she gave it back to him, and he said, thank you very much, Shkoyach, but you didn't do it. How did the Tata know that I didn't do it? It was true. She was very busy. She gave it to the helping lady that was over there. How do you know? So the Chasam Sofer says, because one button was off, and there was another button that was getting a little bit loose. He said, I know that a child that does something for a parent, a child that loves the parent, he doesn't do just what the parent told him to do. He looks to see how he can make the parent happy, how can he do it better, how can he bring simcha to the parent, do it properly, all the way. He said, if you would have done it, I know that you wouldn't have just put on the button that I asked you to do. You would have looked around the other buttons to make sure that they're all strong. And you would have strengthened the threads over there. I can see that you didn't do it. That's the Ayid. The Ayid doesn't do just as Pi Hashem or Hashem commanded. But we look to see if we can do what's the Rotzen Hashem. Faket from Bilam Arosha, all he was interested was to keep to what Hashem said as long as keeping to the book. Hashem didn't say Mufurush, I'm not allowed to go, so I'm going to go. Although it's clear to me that Hashem didn't want. No, Faket. We try to do everything the way we know that Hashem wants it to be, even if it's not Mufurush. And for the same reason, it is that when Bilam went along, all the things that happened to him on the way, the donkey went off the way, which never happened before. The donkey pressed his leg, which has never happened before. The donkey sat down, and he carries on. What's pshat? A normal person, he sees all these remozim in Hashemayim, you can see what Hashem wants. And obviously that makes him to make a little cheshbon to realize that he's not doing the right thing and it's not going to work. And by Bilam Faket, as long as Hashem didn't say no, ani olech, there's nothing stopping me. By Yidis Faket, the Gemara says, Amrei Odom Yisurim, Boim Odom Yifashvish B'maisov. And Rashi explains that if he sees Yisurim coming on a certain part of his body, he thinks, what did I do with that part of the body that's wrong? And he corrects it. Whenever Hashem sends something from in Hashemayim, it's pashut to gilu what Hashem wants. A Yid is looking to do what Hashem wants. As soon as he gets a shtickle remez, he wakes up and he corrects himself. By Bilam, he wasn't interested in what Hashem wants. He can squash his leg, and he can't walk anymore. He died as a chigir. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he was. By the way, do you know how old he was when he was died? 33. The pasuk says lo yechtsu yemeim. He was 33 years old, and Rashi brings an office that was written on his kever. Over here, buried Bilam, Chigro, that's a Chigro, couldn't walk, 33 years old, he was killed by Pinchas Listor. Akbang, he didn't learn anything from whatever happened. Oh, that's a very good question. How could it be? The Gemara says one of the Yatsim in Paris, the Rashi over there says. Oh, Rashi over there says. Very good question. Rashi says over there that it's a machlekes in the Gemara about it. Whether he was 33 or whether he was the same person. There's one Gersa that maybe his father was from the Yatsim of Paris. About Kabon Mayid, everything which happens, he tries to work out what does Hashem want from him. I saw a Meister lessons by Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Somebody once came to him. He just moved house into a new house, and he's got problems. There's mice. He can't get rid of them. Whatever he's doing, he brings the exterminator. It's not working. And he finds out from the people earlier, they said they don't know anything about this problem. They were Erlichi people, the people before. So Reb Chaim Pinchas took out the Perek Shira. And there it says, each chayah, what does he say? And it says, Achbar mahu eime. He says the pasuk is saying, Ashri v'rachmav al kol ma'asof. Hashem has rachmanus al kol ma'asof. So Reb Chaim Pinchas asked him, maybe there's something that you can think of recently that's happened in your life that's the opposite of rachmanus al kol ma'asof. So he thought, and he said straight away, yeah. He said, we moved Dira from one house to another house in Yerushalayim, to a different neighborhood in Gansen. And in the old house, we used to have someone like, always used to come in. And it wasn't geschmack. He used to come in even like whether it was convenient time or not. There was never a saying it's not a good time by him. And he always used to come in, used to sit, used to have something to eat. It wasn't very geschmack. So before we moved house, we were thinking, should we tell him that we're moving? Should we not tell him? We decided we're not going to tell him. Let him carry on coming over here. Maybe it'll be Mazaka, the next people that move in. Have a Eirich Tov, but we're not going to tell them that we're moving. And now they moved to the new neighborhood, Vokshan, that Melucha v'Simcha. This guy wasn't knocking at the door, but the Achbar came, V'Rachmav al Kol Ma'asov. They straight away, they tried to locate this person and told him the new address, and he came in, and the Ma'as went out. Ayid, as soon as he gets to Remez, he tries to think himself, what is it Meramez to? He goes to a Godel to help him understand what's happening. I'll finish off with a Merdeka Maisa Asu, which is Mamush, I think it's Pshat and Bilam Alein. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down, the story happened exactly 10 years ago, Tovshin Samach Zayin, in Bnei Brak. A lady comes to Rebetzin Kanievsky, Allah Shalom. She is a Pekidah, she's in charge of a bank in Bnei Brak. And she says, there's been a problem recently in the bank. The people, everyone that's working there has got problems with their legs, leg pains. Healthy people, young people, healthy people. Many of them are feeling pains in their legs. After they kach, people don't want to come and work in the bank anymore. Interesting maisa. She goes to her husband, Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says, ask them, maybe do they work on Chol HaMoed? So she goes back, are you open Chol HaMoed? She says, yeah, vaday. Kulam avdim b'Chol HaMoed. All the banks open Chol HaMoed. You can't, all the checks that come in Kimchot Pischa before Pesach, it's cash in Chol HaMoed, that's the time. So he said back, Reb Chaim said, told them back, as regal, as we know, Yom Tov is a regal. Shlesh Regalim. And later on he told Reb Yitzchak, his son-in-law, Alpi Yerushalmi in Demai, that says similar stories happened with Reb Akiva. People had dreams about their legs, and Reb Akiva interpreted it to be Meramuz on the Regalim, on the Yom Tovim. So he says, tell them that they should minimize the work on Chol HaMoed only for Dovah HaOvot. This was a few days before Pesach, and the bank sent out letters, notices, on Chol HaMoed, we're only going to be open from this time to this time, only for the following services, which is necessary for Yom Tov, which is called Dovah HaOvot, according to the psak of the Rabbonim. Shame. And the lady afterwards came to Reb Yitzchak to wake out, which thing's called the Dovah HaOvot, which one's not. And Vashtetzach, the Ke'evir Aglayim, all disappeared. Now Bilam in this week's parasha, what happened? He went along, and he was going, and what happened? Vatitchak ragle elakir. He squashed his leg. And later on, then the Osain told him, what did he do? That he hit me zesh sholish regalim. Rashi says, you're trying to be oikru umo. That's oile regal. The Mefarshim asked, why did he talk about dafka oile regal? We do tariag mitzvahs. Reb Chaim Kaufman explains that Bilam was going along with his legs, he was going to be over on the Ratzon of Hashem. So the donkey told him, do you think you're going to be Matzliach to go against Ratzon Hashem and to be Oike Klal Yisrael that go with their legs 3 times a year to be Oile Regel? They use their Aglayim to do Ratzon Hashem. Versteht sich, you're not going to be Matzliach. This remez of Mamash, exactly the same remez that happened in this story. But Bilam wasn't interested, because he's only interested in Pi Hashem, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Mefurush, that's what I don't do. But as long as it's not Mefurush in the Torah that I'm not allowed to do it, I'm going to do it. Al Yidus Faket, we take all the Ramazim, and we must to do Ratzon Hashem. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, that we should all be Zeicha to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tamim.
Good. Yeah.